Hi, babes. So I'm not feeling very horny today. I don't know, I've just been in a weird, like, headspace because, depression and shit. Like depression and anxiety and all that lovely bullshit because I was unfortunately cursed with a magical pilot of my meat suit that is dysfunctional. Yeah. It's not fun. Which I know I'm not alone in this, but like, sometimes it feels that way. And yeah, so I want to make sure that for anyone who's feeling the same kind of way, where they're just like so done with the fact that their brain just attacks itself all the time for no fucking reason, because it is a dysfunctional organ. Well, I got you. I mean, this is gonna help me probably just as much as it's gonna help you. I mean, I hope it helps you. Yeah, I know words. It's fine. But anyway, I'm going to start off by saying that this is basically going to be like a snuggly, lovey-dovey, kind of audio, I guess. And I'm like speaking directly to you because, like, I love those kind of audios where it's just like you just speak directly to the listener. It just makes it feel so much better. Because it's like, you're actually talking to a person and, like, it's nice. It's really nice. I have a point, I swear. But so, first things first, what you're gonna do is you are going to come sit in my lap. So, this can go one or two ways. You can straddle me if you so choose. Or you can just, get in my lap and just like let me cuddle you like you're a small child. Because both of those options are incredibly great. And it makes you feel really safe. And that's what I want to do for y'all today. I want to make you feel safe and loved and like you're not a burden or like that. Even though you may be depressed or super anxious about something, like the current state of our lovely, the lovely United States. Oh, we're not gonna think about that. Lord. But yeah, if you're anxious about something, depressed in general, like, I want you to feel safe and loved and cherished because not often do we really get that. Because I don't know about you, but for me, it is really hard to talk about emotions to real life people. Like, I'm the type of person that literally grew up in a household where it was so dysfunctional that I was basically put in a position that I had to be strong for all of them, all of the time. And it was really, really emotionally stunting. Like, terrible to have to put that on a child to where they grow up so fast that they take care of everyone. Like, I love taking care of people. It's not even like a problem for me. But like at the same time, I know I definitely don't take care of myself, and I also don't let other people take care of me as much as I should. So this is also kind of like a kick in the pants for me kind of thing. And just, I don't know, maybe whenever I get over my anxiety and like vocal dysphoria, I guess I can call it, over my voice, I can listen to this later and just kind of like cuddle myself, so to speak. I don't know. Anyway, it's about you. You, my lovely listener, my beautiful baby. Like, it's about you. I'm cuddling you. Just imagine my arms wrapped around you. Like, I have really big thighs. Like, trust me, you're gonna fit. I can fit like 20 cats on these babies. 20? I don't remember how many cats I've had on my lap at one point. It's a good number. Which, cats on your lap, it's great. Or huge dog. Huge dogs are fun too. Pretty much any animal that will let me pet them, I will pet them. No matter if they're like, a danger to me or whatever. If they let me pet them, I will. Gets me into trouble a lot. I have this like one possum outside my apartment, who like screams all the time during the night, and I think he thinks he's like a dog or something and just like screams at the moon. I should name him Sokka. Yeah, his name's Sokka now. Oh no. Anyway, back on track. I laugh way too hard at my jokes. It wasn't even a good joke, really. Okay. Shit. Yeah, I'm cuddling you. Like, my attention is on you. If you are feeling depressed, anxious, just sad in general, like, I am going to be there for you. Like, I will cuddle you. I will. Actually, no. Come here. Give me your head. Give me your forehead. Come here. Lots of forehead kisses for you. Forehead kisses are the absolute best. Like, they make you feel so good. I like cuddles, forehead kisses, snuggles, all of it. It just really makes you feel better. And like, for me, I'm the type where whenever I'm like depressed, especially like where it's like a weird, like it's like anxious depression, or like even like numb kind of depression, where like you're sad, but like it's numb. You don't really feel it, but you know it's there. So you're just kind of like, eh. I don't let myself like talk to other people like about it. I mean, I talk to my therapist because I have to. She's awesome. She's helped me so much. Like, she's had to deal with my bullshit for months now, and she is an amazing person. I always recommend everyone go to therapy if they are able to. Like, even if they're not, because they're like, oh, I can't afford it. There are places like BetterHelp.com. They do have like a they have like a reduced kind of payment thing, but they also have like where you can apply for financial aid and get it free. So like I always recommend it to everyone. There's like other sites too, but BetterHelp I know for sure because that's where I found my therapist. And they like, well, it was like a virtual one, and then they recommended me to one in my area, and it was really, really great. Like the best fucking decision I've ever made in my life, because this whole year, like 2020 and like towards the end of 19, like it's been terrible as far as mental health goes. But I am loads better now because of all this quarantine shit, because I got to work through a lot of my issues, and actually become aware of some of the issues that I have. And it's gonna be a long journey. It's gonna be a terrible process to relive and deal with a lot of things. But it's gonna make me a better person. So I know I have to do it. But it's definitely a scary thought whenever you are just like, oh no, I'm damaged. Fuck. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, I also have severe like body dysmorphia. I mean, among dysphoria, because I'm non-binary. My meat suit does not please me. Because it's just not to my specifications. My specifications. I would look like a fucking basically I don't know if anybody watches Devilman Crybaby, but like Rio, like in his, Lucifer form. That'd be great. But alas, I can't do that. So, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be blonde though. I say that as I am blonde. I would definitely like have blue or pink hair, like just yeah. Because like who doesn't aspire to be a fucking anime character? We all do. But anyway, I have severe body dysmorphia, and there are places, like specific body parts on me that I really truly hate. And I definitely know I'm not alone, alone in this, because like it's kind of human nature sometimes to just kind of pick at yourself. So what I want you to do, like I'm giving you specific instructions, what I want you to do is place your hand or hands, which how like however you want to do this, on your least favorite part of yourself. I'll give you a minute. Like just no think, put your hand on it. Got it? Okay, cool. So, I want you to imagine me kissing that body part. Like, repeatedly. Like, here, I'll give you a visual sound. Like, visual? A sound effect. Okay? Because that part of you is beautiful. You may not think so, but I as another person. We're not going to talk about the fact that I can't see it. Okay. Like, just imagine I am in there in the room with you right now, kissing the part that you are most insecure about. Because it's a part of you, and I love you. Okay. I love you. You are gorgeous, you're beautiful, you're handsome. You are like all of the words, all of them. Like all of them. Okay? Like I'm someone who like I haven't really been told all of those words. Like really not a lot in my life. I was that kid that was like always the fat, ugly one that the kids made fun of. Because kids were fucking brutal. Oh, some adults aren't even better. Like, I was just always that ugly friend. Like, I'm sure, like, I know I'm like mildly attractive, I guess. But like, no one ever told me. The most I get was like cute because I'm like a small bean. Like, that's kind of it. Like, it kind of just really fucks with you, honestly. To just like really not be told that. And like it doesn't bother me most days, but like when I get on my depression bullshit, it really fucks with me. I'm just like, well, nobody finds me attractive. Well, okay. This information is hurtful. So I'm gonna be the one to tell you. Like, you are so fucking gorgeous. And I don't care if you're just like me and just like, oh, it's just like my personality is gorgeous, or like I have a favorite body part, which is my ass. My ass is fucking amazing. It is the one thing I'm just like, yes, my ass is great. Fuck yeah. But like that's really all the positivity that I can say about myself is that I like my personality and my ass. It's just kind of always how it's been. Everything else is just like, ugh, disgusting. And like, I know I'm not disgusting. Like, part of you knows that you're not an unattractive mess, but it doesn't help the other like 98% of you that's like, I'm gross, kind of thing. I'm here to tell you, you are not. You are fucking gorgeous, immaculate, amazing, beautiful, gorgeous, handsome, spectacular. Shit, I'm running out of like good words because I know English good, I swear. And yeah, but I will cuddle you. I will tell you you're gorgeous. Like, we will fight the sadness together. We'll fight the body dysmorphia, like the anxiety, the depression, the whatever is going on in your head mentally. I want you to know that it may not be okay right now. It may not be okay 5 years from now because the bad stuff in our life can last chapters. It's unfortunate, but life likes to fuck us in the ass like that. And the only thing that can combat that is love and like the periods of love and joy and happiness that we do get. And basically that just kind of, beats back life with a fucking bat that says consent is sexy. That's the mental ailment image that I want you to have. Just my love and just joy of you existing. Just beating it back with a fucking bat that says consent is sexy. Because life doesn't fucking consider consent. They don't care. Like, it doesn't care. So those periods of happiness and all that kind of stuff just kind of help that. And what if you're like, oh, well, I don't really have that many like happy memories or anything like that. Your time is coming. It may not feel like that. Like I said, it's not you, no one's expected to be happy every single minute of every day. I've had to learn that because I tried so hard for years to just be like try to be happy because I thought that's what you were supposed to do. I honestly did not have a even remote basic grip on human emotions until like maybe 2 years ago where I experienced them for the first time, like properly. And like it's just been like a weird journey ever since. And like, 'cause I was an emotionally stunted child. I had to take care of everyone else. It just didn't, it wasn't a good environment for growing, basically. It's like putting a plant in a partial, like a plant that's supposed to have a lot of sunlight in a shadowy part of like the yard or your house or whatever, and expecting it to grow properly. That's how that goes. It's not great. It's not something that will help you at all. It severely hinders everything. And you don't, and like, I didn't realize that. Like, I was very sheltered as well in most things, especially like when it comes to like emotions and all that kind of stuff. Like, I had no idea how real life worked until I had to be on my own, which I had to be on my own very early on and just kind of bullshit my way through my life. Like, I'm 26. I've been on my own for like basically 10 years with like no parental, any kind of help, which I'm kind of glad for that because I didn't come out as like pansexual and stuff until like a year or two ago. And my parents are not happy about it because they're, I'm from the South. That should tell you everything. And yeah, so I was already on my own, so it wasn't like a loss of really any kind. But yeah, and you better still be cuddling me. Like, you can't leave the slap. No. You stay here. Get the snuggles. Get the cuddles. Like, seriously. Just, I hope you've just been listening to me ramble like this and just enjoying it, I guess. I don't know. I'm kind of talking about heavy, like a heavy topic, I guess. But I just want you to know that somebody out there loves and appreciates your existence. Like, yeah, I'm like this weird voice on the internet, but my goal is to make you feel loved. And that's kind of my goal of like any of my audios. I definitely make it a point to have like cuddles and kisses and all that kind of stuff, especially like afterwards. And whenever I do like the harder things, to have checkpoints throughout. And like, if I do something in like one of my audios that you're not great about, and like you get to a consent checkpoint, like if you need to red light, like click off my audio, and I want you to message me about it, and just so like I know, and I can give you like praise for knowing your limits, because I don't ever want you to feel like upset about not being able to handle something. Like, seriously. That's the whole point of consent. Like consent should be a basic thing, but there are a lot of people who just don't give a fuck. And it's really terrible. Like, honestly, I've been in the kink community and BDSM and all that kind of stuff for like maybe 6 years or so. And like, I'm just now learning a lot of things that some of my partners did in the past was not remotely okay. Like, the past like couple years, I've learned so much more about kink than ever I did like the first 4 years. And like, I'm a softie. I don't like seeing people upset, sad, or like feeling in any way unsafe. Like, I hate it. It rips my fucking heart out. Like, it really does. And I just want to make sure that I'm a good safe point for you. Like, I don't care if you like message me and want to like pour your heart out to me and just like tell me your whole life story. Like, I'm not a therapist, but I know how it feels to want to talk to somebody about what's going on with you, but you really don't want to burden anybody else with it, so you just kind of sit there. I don't want that for you. I do that. It's not fun. Like, this is kind of my outlet. I'm way more emotionally available when I speak like on audios or like film something, like on camera, on recording or whatever. I'm way more open. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm alone in like my bedroom or something or whatever I'm doing. Like, when I'm on like stage or something like that, it's way more like I just kind of let myself be more open, I guess. I could not like tell you remotely why. I'm sure my therapist could, but I don't know why. But it's good. So like, please, if you are like that, like, you can DM me, message me, whatever. Just like comment on here. But I want to make sure that y'all know that you're loved, you're appreciated, you are like amazing. Because people don't tell people enough. And it's a fucking crime. Like, the world would be a much better place if we made sure to tell the people that we love and just even strangers that they matter. Like, I feel like it would make the world so much better. Of course, there's still always going to be the bad parts, because with the bad parts, you have good, and vice versa. It has to be a balance. It may not seem like it's a balance because there's a lot of fucked up shit going on in the world. Has been for years. But there's good spots. There's little bright spots. Like, whenever I found audios, that was my bright spot. Like, there's nothing better than just hearing somebody in your ear tell you that they love you, that you're appreciated, that they're gonna take care of you, because like nobody had really ever told me that. And it just makes you feel all warm and fuzzy and just safe and just less lonely. 'Cause there's a lot of us who are incredibly lonely. There are even like people that were lonely while they're in a relationship with somebody. Because being in a relationship with somebody doesn't fix what's going on, like mentally and emotionally and whatever, even physically. Like, you being with another person doesn't fix anything. Like, 'cause I focus all my attention on my partner and just kind of neglect myself, and that's not good remotely, which is why I'm like, I'm not gonna date anybody for a while. Because I need to make sure that I'm better, so to speak. Because you can't expect the person you're with to be able to quote unquote fix you. Like, and also, like, if you're a person who doesn't wanna, who just kinda like mentally just kinda ignores yourself, you can't fix your partner either. Like, if they have emotional issues and stuff as well, you can't focus all your attention on them and try to fix them because it goes both ways. Like, I'm not saying to that's like if your partner's like, oh, I need to work on myself, and just because that's like sometimes it's a whole thing. It's a lot. But fuck, I had a point, I swear. But yeah, it's a lot. I just want to make sure that this is a safe space for you, because I know I want, like, I love having that safe space, especially with audios. There's just something really incredibly comforting knowing that you're being told that you're special, you matter, you're amazing, you're very much loved. Like, and that every single part of you, even especially the parts of you that you don't like and are insecure about, are amazing. And they matter. And they're gorgeous. Like, I don't care if it's your belly. Like, if you're insecure about your belly, same. But your belly is beautiful. All those stretch marks. You know, if you're insecure about body hair, all that kind of stuff. Like, if. I mean, it goes back to dysphoria too. Like, if you're dysphoric about like body hair or anything like that, I can't help that, but I can make you feel better about it by cuddling. Like, if you want to get rid of it, do it. I'll help you. Like, and like, I got you. I know how it feels to feel dysphoric. I know how it feels to have body dysmorphia. I know how it feels to have anxiety, depression, just a lot of bullshit going on in your head. It sucks. And like, for me, I can't take medication for it because, like, I can't take like anxiety or depression medication because it is kind of neutralized by some of the other mental disorders that I have. Like, it doesn't work, basically. I hate my fucking magical pilot that pilots this meat suit of mine. It really sucks. It's a dick. Stupid organ. But yeah, so this is kind of long. But yeah, you fucking matter. You're amazing. You're glorious. You are absolutely, positively sexy, gorgeous, attractive. Like, any words that you like I could ever say to you, you are. You're fucking wonderful. Like, if I could just insert that Jack audio, like Jacksepticeye, of Sean just saying, you're fucking wonderful, like, I fucking would. But I'm not so great with, like, as far as technology goes. I've tried to edit my videos, but I don't record on, like, my computer or anything, so it's kind of harder. I just straight up record on my phone, and just plop it up. Because I am very low tech. I'm not that great with technology at all. It sucks, but I'm not. Yeah, but you're fucking wonderful. You're amazing. I love you, like, so fucking much. Like, so far, all of my followers are just so fucking nice, and oh, I love you so much. Like, y'all make my day. Like, I've gotten so many great comments, and it makes me feel so warm and fuzzy inside. Like, oh, I love it. But, so, anyway, I'm gonna end this there. There's gonna be a few more kind of similar to this. Probably not as rambly. I'll make sure to have an actual, like, point. And, like, if you have any, like, specific things that you want me to talk about and, like, comfort you for, don't hesitate to, like, comment or, like, message me about it, because I will fucking do it. Like, I love you all. Tall, small, big, little, like, y'all are all amazing. Like, you're amazing. And if anybody in your life doesn't tell you that they love you or that you're amazing and stuff every single day, like, I fucking will. Like, this is a threat. I will fucking tell it to you. I am very, like, into aggressive positivity. Like, it just kind of fits my aesthetic, honestly. So, like, I will aggressively compliment you and tell you I love you, like, all day if I have to. And, like, I want you to come back to this audio and, like, you can just skip to, like, the parts where, like, I say I love you and all that kind of stuff. And yeah. So I'm gonna cuddle you close, like, squeeze you, like, you know, the good kind of squeeze, and give you some more forehead kisses, okay? All the forehead kisses. Okay, just shower your whole entire face with them. Because you are a precious being and I love you so much. And I hope all you wonderful babes have the greatest day ever and you don't let that depression and anxiety and all that kind of bullshit that we go through get to you. Like, go out, have some ice cream, watch your favorite movie. Like, I did that last night. I had some chocolate covered strawberry ice cream and watched Howl's Moving Castle. That's my fucking comfort like movie. I watch it anytime I feel even remotely sad, and it really helps because Howl is adorable and he is dramatic as fuck and precious. And Calcifer is also dramatic as fuck and precious. I love that whole movie. It's amazing. Like, if you haven't seen it, please see it. Like, absolutely great. But I love you so fucking much and appreciate your existence. So, have a great, glorious day. I love you. Okay, bye, babes.